Hello, this is the audio post of the soulpreaching.com website. I am your host, Sherman Haywood Cox II. In this episode, we have a discussion of the different sermons in the Black Church.
We have different faces. We come from different places.
Different types of sermons that arise in the Black Church. When one goes to the Black Church, one hears many different kinds of sermons. However, upon analyzing these sermons, you will find that many of them fall into different buckets. I wanted to begin speaking and discussing a few of these buckets. I've got three of them now. I'm sure that there are some other ones, but I wanted to speak of these three buckets that I have written on in May of 2008 on the website soulpreaching.com. The first of these sermon buckets or sermon types is God Will Hook You Up. Otis Moss III, pastor of Trinity United Church of Christ, contributed to the chapter At the Table, The Next Generation, in the book Blow the Trumpet in Zion. Moss's contribution is entitled Discerning Among Theologies in the Black Church. There, Moss writes of three prevalent theologies in the Black Church. There are a theology of pimps, a theology of prostitutes, and a theology of prophets. Moss sees the theology of pimps as reduced to preaching, "What can you do for me?" Here the preacher is seeking to extract from the people benefits for the preacher. Moss sees a correlation between this mindset and the mindset of a pimp. The next is the theology of the prostitute. Here, the preacher serves the people without any respect for the preacher's own needs, spiritual, physical, or otherwise. The preacher asks, "What can I do for you?" The final one that Moss spoke of is the theology of the prophet. Here, the prophet asks, "What can we do together?" As I thought about this, I decided to riff on the idea. The product is largely consistent with Moss's presentation, but it is a different one. I ask, what are the messages that are in the Black Church? There are certainly more, but these three demonstrate much of the message. The first message is God will hook you up. This is the narrative where good things happen to good people. The message sometimes comes in during the celebration phase of a message. The preacher will say, "Good things will happen. You will find that job. Your son will come back to church. Your mother will be healed of cancer. Pay your tithe and you will be guaranteed money. If not money, you will be guaranteed blessings that your room will not be able to hold. In addition, if you don't get a blessing down here, you will get one in the suite by and by. God is gonna hook you up with a mansion where you will eat milk and honey and hang out with Jesus." Certainly, there are blessings to Christ's followers. However, there are two errors that sometimes crop up as we present this message. First, we sometimes do not recognize that everybody don't get hooked up like we would think. We can ask John the Baptist, whose head was displayed on a plate, or Stephen, who died preaching the gospel. Sometimes we don't always get what we think we should or what these messages may betray. Your child may not come back. You may not get that job. And your mother may die of cancer. You even may lose your house even though you tithe faithfully. That is the simple truth. So sometimes we paint a picture of a fairy tale world. Now it is true that many of us know how to interpret such messages as not being a certain promise of healing of cancer or some of these other things, but there are some among us who do not have the expertise to interpret what is happening in this message. Another error that crops into this message is that when it is all you preach, it can cause problems. We are not called to just preach the benefits, but some of the responsibilities are to be preached true too. So another problem is a problem that is possible for all of these messages, and that is one that we must have balance. We must have balance between all of these messages. After having said that, we certainly must continue to preach this message. Let us just do it responsibly. As just noted, God will hook you up is one of the messages that one will find in various configurations in the black church. Another message is God will fix it up. Here we see that God has control of events and will not only hook us up, but God will fix things up. The systemic structural problems that place many people on a road of underdevelopment will be fixed by God. Racism will ultimately be overthrown by a sovereign God. God will crush wicked structures that keep people down. Sexism will not be allowed to totally overthrow the desired good of God for our sisters. God will not allow the poor's lack of resources to kill their hopes and dreams. All of this is implicit in this message. As we think about this message, we sometimes ask ourselves, when will this happen? The great call of the black church that says that God is a God of liberation often comes face to face with the question, how can we know that God is a liberator when we look and see the wicked overruling the righteous? Looking at both the treatment of African Americans and comparing it to the rhetoric of the black church and black liberation theology, looking at that caused William R. Jones to ask, is God a white racist in his book? But one can look in the Bible itself for those who would question this idea. Habakkuk asked of God in Habakkuk 1:13, thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he? In addition, the preacher H. Beecher Hicks, in his book, Preaching Through a Storm, quotes the famous text, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, and asks simply, how long the night? As we look at this very important message that tells us that God will fix things up, we must recognize that many of us may not see that hoped for reconciliation. Some of us may not see the hope fulfilled. Many of us may have to be content with only seeing it afar off. Just like our fathers and mothers who lived through the dark days of slavery, many of our youth today live in the depths of modern bondage that has been created by systems that oppress. But the message that the black church preaches delves deeper into our situations. It does not ignore them, but it reminds us to look for that which our eyes cannot see. It teaches us to look at those little things that we see today where God is beginning to set things right. And finally, this faith must look towards the reality that if I don't see the ultimate truth this side of the Jordan, this is not all there is. I say, along with Jeremiah Wright in his sermon, "What's in this for me?" from the book What Makes You So Strong, he says, and quote, "Don't try to make me do away with heaven. If I have to drop heaven, I'm going to have to break some dates, because I've got a grandmama there and a grandfather there, and I promised them I would meet them in heaven. When we preach God will fix it up, we are of necessity including that final equalizer that happens when God eradicates sin from the universe. So I preach this message with my brothers and sisters, and I hope you preach it too, because in a little while the trump of God will sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then our parents who long and fought for freedom will finally and fully experience it." Preachers in the black church tradition preach many messages. However, there are a few that jump out at you. In this audio post, we first looked at God will hook you up. That message is definitely in the tradition, and we cannot forget it. However, in these days, many are only preaching this message. In addition, some are preaching a distorted caricature of this message. But God skillfully used this message to help black folks through some dark days in America. In addition, many people of other ethnicities have been helped as their preachers have preached this message to them to help them get through the problems that they have living in this world of sin. We must preach God will hook you up. Next, we looked at the sermonic idea God will fix it up. Here we noted the prophetic angle that many black preachers use. Here, the preacher talks about structures that oppress and how they will be torn down. The preacher notes the power of God over all kinds of oppression. Just as in the other message, this is not unique to the black preacher. Especially in America, white and black preachers have engaged in what has been called the Jeremiad. Here, the preacher talks about the punishment of a nation for wrongdoing. That is a part of this message. God will fix it up. But as before, some preachers only preach this, and if you do that, you end up with a distorted message. Before, we talked about cleaning up structures, but in this message, God will fix me. Here, the preacher speaks of cleaning up individuals. Just as the holiness teachers that sprung out of Wesleyanism, many black preachers emphasize that God is going to do something for me. God is going to change me. God is going to clean me. Certainly, this is not a component of all black preaching, but it is strongly in the tradition. One can see this in the oft-spoken cliche, "I looked at my hands and they looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too." The black preacher notices that something is wrong when you are railing against structures. You are railing against structural evil and your own heart isn't being changed. Something is wrong when some have to go to outside of the community to be treated well. Because of this, the preacher will sometimes have to, quote, "step on toes," unquote. This message is encouraging the people able to live the life that God has made them able to live by God's work on their behalf. The message includes the work of Jesus. While God is not finished with me yet, Jesus, who began a good work in you, is faithful to complete it. The emphasis of this message is, as Mahalia Jackson said, to live the life I sing about in my song. Sometimes preachers can emphasize this too much. People end up just getting beaten up over the head, never seeing the grace of God or what God has done for us independent of us, namely the cross. In addition, sometimes preachers only talk about this kind of cleaning and never speak of the cleaning that happens to structures when the people of God live like the people of God. However, this message is often neglected by others in the church. Telling people to clean up is never a popular message. Because of this, we can sometimes ignore it for other messages. However, to be true to the tradition and to be true to the gospel of Jesus Christ that God has given us to preach, we must include this in our message. The gospel is important. Doing the work of the prophet is important. Talking about the benefits of God is important, but also talking about the responsibilities of the gospel is important. I thank you for listening to this audio post, and until next time, this is Sherman Haywood Cox of soulpreaching.com. We invite you to visit the website to find other resources like this one.